And broadcasting from Parliament House on this Thursday morning, perfect time to take a check on what movies are coming to the cinemas this weekend with Jason DeRosso. Hello, Jason.
Good morning, Fran.
Jason, you've got two movies for us, and the first one sounds maybe like it's not worth seeing on the big screen.
I know.
Well, because it takes place entirely on a computer desktop.
Absolutely.
Tell me more.
The film was called Searching, and you might remember a couple of years ago there was a low-budget horror called Unfriended, which basically recreated a Skype conversation between a group of teenagers that got gatecrashed by who they thought was the ghost of a girl who suicided at their school, a mysterious unidentified person sort of gatecrashes their online chat. And if you can remember the old early credits to the beginning credits to the Brady Bunch, it was kind of that kind of look with different faces on screen. Well, this takes the whole thing a little bit further. It's the story that features it features video conferencing. It features all sorts of sort of webcam footage and so forth, but also just images of text where characters are sort of searching for things on Google or looking up people's numbers. And Searching is essentially a thriller about a very desperate father played by John Cho who's trying to track down his missing daughter. And the police are on the trail, obviously. They're headed by a detective played by Deborah Messing. She's the one sort of pounding the pavement. He's the one on the keyboard at home trying to look for clues. And he ends up finding, sort of stumbling on this trail of videos that his daughter had uploaded, fairly innocent looking videos that she'd uploaded as a kind of diary from her bedroom in the lead up to her disappearance. It's a really fascinating film, I think. I'll play you some of the trailer now that gives you a sort of sense of the ratcheting tension.
I just want to know where you were the night my daughter went missing.
I was busy.
What are you hiding?
Nothing.
Where were you the night my daughter went missing?
You can't assist in the investigation anymore.
What does that mean?
It means that we can't have someone this close to the case helping investigate it.
All I'm trying to do is to help you find my daughter.
You can't see things clearly.
If it wasn't for me, not you, you and I would both be thinking that my Margot ran away, but because
we
of me...
We don't know that she didn't run away.
You're cutting me off?
You broke his jaw!
Sounds pretty good. So that's John Cho and Deborah Messing. So it's obviously not just all about the laptop screen, but most of it. Sounds like a pretty cheap way to make a movie.
It is.
Is it engaging?
Look, it is engaging. And look, I think Unfriended was a better movie. It's available to rent online. So I think go and get that one out. This is worth it, I think. I mean, look, if you think about the language of cinema or TV, in fact, you know, it's about two things. It's about editing and it's about something the French called mise en scène. It's what goes in the frame, the relationship of the objects and actors in relation to the lens, right? Basically, if you think about the time you spend online, every time you open and close a new window or look at something different, a new YouTube clip, for example, that's like montage. And every time you do see a sort of clip on your video screen, I mean, all the sort of elements of mise-en-scene, of things in the frame, sort of all those aesthetic elements come into play. So at a certain point, you do sort of forget you're watching a desktop movie because, you know, there are certain points where a window will enlarge and you're basically transported into the vision of a desk, of a webcam.
Of a site,
or,
yeah.
Or a sort of security footage and so forth. In this way, I think the film cheats a little bit because Unfriended stays much more within the realm of the desktop and this Skype conversation. But no, it works well. John Cho's wonderful as the sort of desperate dad. Deborah Messing changing registers here tonally from her work on Will and Grace isn't as good. But I think it's worth it. Definitely worth a look at the thriller Searching.
Searching, okay, that sounds good to me. And a British film called Beast is another one out this week, a thriller and a romance.
Yeah, this is an interesting film as well, a debut feature from a guy named Michael Pierce, set in the Channel Islands about this girl who sort of lives a bit of a cloistered life, looking after her dad suffering from Alzheimer's, works as a tour guide on the island. All these themes of isolation are sort of present in the film. All the houses seem to have these high hedges around them and so forth. But one day she meets this very handsome, tall, blonde and handsome guy. He's very mysterious, falls desperately in love. But guess what? She starts to have some doubts and there is a serial killer running loose on the island. Now, is he the serial killer? Is she just becoming paranoid and self-sabotaging? The film, I think, treads a fine line and it's really a marvellous sort of very highly evocative film, a little bit like Lynn Ramsey's very subjective thriller that came out last week that I spoke to you about, You Were Never Really Here, which is also still in cinemas. But Beast...
Is it unrelenting though as a sort of a serial killer scary movie?
No, it's very much focusing on on her perspective on things, beautiful photography of the island of Jersey. The weather plays a wonderful part because it's sort of set in summer, but there are these sort of sudden squalls and showers that come in. And there are all sorts of tensions simmering away on the island, like the locals are sort of angry at foreigners, and there's that theme of xenophobia running through it. So it's good.
Okay.
I'll just mention also, we're talking about desktop movies as a subgenre on the show this week as well, coming up at 10. So that's one to stay tuned for.
Who knew? A subgenre of just desktop movies. Jason, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Jason DeRosso, you want to hear more about that? Tune into The Hub on Screen on air at 10 a.m. this morning here on RN with the star also of Better Call Saul's Bob Odenkirk. But you can listen to it anytime, of course, on the ABC Listen app.